The Cincinnati region is planning to make a pitch to bring the 2016 Republican convention to town. This morning, WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me to talk about what that could mean to the region. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Well, if Cincinnati were to land the 2016 GOP convention, what would it be like, especially for those who live and work downtown?
It would be like nothing you have ever seen before. I've been to 14 of these things in cities all over the country. And sometimes it goes off smooth as silk. There have been other times where there were all kinds of logistical problems, and it wasn't quite as great an experience. And, you know, what people could expect is, number one, enormous traffic jams downtown, police everywhere on every street corner. High security. They'd find it hard to get into restaurants and bars and that sort of thing. The hotels, not just downtown, but way out in northern Kentucky and way north in the suburbs, would all be filled with convention people. You're talking about 50,000 people coming into Cincinnati at one time. And that's bound to create logistical problems. Plus, you'd have this security perimeter around the venue, which they're hoping would be U.S. Bank Arena. And you could not get past into that secure area unless you had some sort of credentials, a guest credential, a delegate credential, a media credential. You couldn't just stroll down to U.S. Bank Arena and say, oh, I'm going to see what's going on inside. You couldn't get in.
Now, what if you had folks that worked in that area? I mean, would they be able to get some kind of pass to get through?
Yeah, there would, and I think they'd have to arrange it somehow. I don't know what kind of security perimeter they're going to have set up, but it would probably start on 3rd Street and swing around, you know, kind of the riverfront, the banks area. And there would be some logistical problems. People that live down there, work down there, would have to get, special credentials.
Now, you point out a lot of downsides here. What would the upsides be? What might be a good positive thing about it?
The upsides, and the reason that so many cities want these things, is that it brings hundreds of millions of dollars into the local economy through the hotels, through the restaurants, through the bars, through everything else that goes on. People spend money. The airport will be jumping. It'll be people flying in from all 50 states and the territories. So it can be a real economic boom for a city if they do it right.
So we have the upsides, we have the downsides, but what is the likelihood? How likely do you think? You mentioned so many cities would be vying for it. How likely is Cincinnati to be chosen?
Well, I think Cincinnati has a pretty fair chance. I mean, if they make the cut of the last three cities that the Republican National Committee is going to look at, if they make that cut and the RNC officials come here and look at the venue and look at the hotel situation and look at the town, Cincinnati would probably have a pretty good chance. One of the reasons is political, because Hamilton County is a swing county in a crucial state in a presidential election, and they would bring this enormous media attention to this corner of the state, which would have to help whoever the Republican nominee is going to be in 2016 in this part of Ohio.
That's the Republicans. The Democrats, there was talk about trying to get them to Ohio as well.
Well, Democrats will be a little bit more difficult because they have many more delegates and alternates than the Republicans do. And you have to have an arena or a stadium where you can put them all on the floor. And I'm not sure U.S. Bank Arena could handle a Democratic National Convention just because of the sheer numbers of delegates that you have to put on the floor. Republicans have far fewer, And they're even talking about cutting back on, you know, what they've had in the past. So I think, you know, it might be a tight squeeze, but I think you could do it.
Howard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's political reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time to talk politics. You can read his column and stories at our website, WVXU.org. He talked about this in his column yesterday. Take a look. A lot more information there. Again, at WVXU.org.